Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We'll be chatting to Dr. Ron Schleifer. And we wanted to talk about this video leak in Israel. What does it actually mean? Is it a PR disaster? I know Netanyahu said it's a PR disaster, but is that really what it is, or is there more to it? Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declared Sunday that the leak of a video allegedly showing the abuse of Palestinian prisoners by IDF soldiers at the state Tayman detention facility was the most serious public relations attack against Israel to date. As the scandal continued to rock the IDF and Israel, Justice Minister Yariv Levin and Attorney General Gali Baharav Miara sparred Sunday over whether the latter has the authority to investigate the incident, while several of the suspected soldiers asserted that their names should be cleared. So this happened back in August 2024. This leak, so-called leak, caused enormous reputational damage to Israel and to the IDF as well as the soldiers. That's according to Israeli Prime Minister. He said that at the start of the meeting. But what does that mean? What is the situation here? Dr. Ron Schleifer is an Israeli expert on information and psychological warfare. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How the Prime Minister I saw was criticized for saying it's a PR or Hasbara disaster, where many thought that he should be talking about the incident itself. What do we know about this?
Well, 100 million people are not wrong. The exposure was an enormous exposure. And you're referring to, of course, I didn't hear a background. Mm-hmm. You're referring to this morning or last night arrest of the military attorney general.
Correct.
Yes. Well, I see the fingerprints of foreign intervention here, the whole story. And I've been, in this business for four decades. Mm. This is, it stinks to high heaven, all the aspects of it, all the aspects of it. But this goes far beyond the Israeli government. This is a major operation, which has been prepared for a while. And we can only speculate about the motives. And if we remember the animosity between Israel and the prime minister to the American government at the time, or the European government, European governments,
right.
And others. So I see some heavy fingerprints on our foreign intervention, and this is the way we should look at it. It's very strange, and then this is a classic interrogation trick, and then people get pressured and they do big mistakes, like last night event, which I can see the fingerprints of Israeli consultants of crisis management. And in the past 2 days I've seen this in all over this, on most of the Israeli media, in all aspects of trying to launder it. It's not so serious. It's not, it did happen. So what's the only problem is with the leaking.
Well, that's what I'm trying to understand, because I've seen many, many comments saying this video, A, is doctored. B, this video doesn't show anything. So then there's the substantive video or action that is problematic, allegedly. And then there is, of course, the fact that this was leaked to the public, which is number two. Can you just take us through, when you say it stinks to high heaven, what does that mean? Which aspect of it?
All of it, all of it. The what's the purpose? What could be the what could be the motives behind this? Why should it it happen at all? So it comes from inside the army. Okay, so far we know people who had access to the material. And the person who was selected to be leaked to an Israeli journalist, and very few journalists would turn down such a proposal for a scoop, etc. So the people are who opposed to the war trying to divert public opinion. There was a film, was a movie which was done about 30 years ago called Wag the Dog, where there's a political crisis in American government, and they bring in a crisis management consultant, and it says, we need a war. So this is the classic diversion trick. So you camouflage one disaster with a different disaster, and hoping that the public would focus on the new subject. And since the public is gullible, and we have to admit it, so there we have it. Now who could be, as I was saying, who could be interested in such a diversion? So, it's not that somebody has committed treason or something like that. You convince people, and every superpower, is involved in this process of having assets, in all possible places in order for one day they will come, they'll come handy. And America and Europe are, and Russia and China are no different. So they spread assets all over the world, and in Israel is also also such a target audience. And you appeal to the people to say, look, your country is going down the drain. You have the opportunity to save it. And so you appeal to people's patriotism, and this is the process how it's being done.
How is this best handled now, given what's happened?
Well, they've been arrested. They've been arrested. The phone is very incriminating, that her phone was not found, and it was lost somewhere when she was found, when she was tracked down by the police on the beach. So now I think the police is going to concentrate on finding the cell phone somewhere along the beach or in the water, and or reconstruct her phone logs from the communication company. So this is where it is. It is a certain blow to the Israeli left in general, and to the Israeli legal system, which was probably very much against the prime minister, and it's a local Israeli politics which was exploited by someone else.
But certainly did a tremendous amount.
This is my take.
Did a tremendous amount of damage. That was Dr. Ron Schlaff, is an Israeli expert on information and psychological warfare. For those of you just joined asking what we are talking about, there was a video that was allegedly leaked in 2024 that showed, or was alleged to have shown, torture by Israeli soldiers of Palestinian prisoners in one of the prisons. And this has caused a tremendous amount of damage. It was then found and confirmed that it was almost deliberately leaked. And there's a lot of investigation around that.